Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend John Horvat back on the show. John's a 40-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a scholar, a researcher, educator, international speaker, and author of a bunch of books, including Lighting the Way and also Return to Order. He's our good friend, John Horvat. Welcome back.
Great to be on.
It's good to have you back. John, I've been observing Christmas in the marketplace. Of course, I observed Christmas as a little kid. But when I started to work, I came up in retail. And back in those days, you know, many three generations ago, Christmas, and I mean, this time of year, retail was all about Christmas. In fact, what I remember was they started Christmas earlier every year. They put the Christmas, when I got out of retail, they were already putting Christmas out the 1st of October. And of course, a big part of that was Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And kids would line up, right? For generations, kids lined up to sit on Santa's lap, tell him what they thought. Things are going to be different this year, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's crazy. It's the whole COVID thing. Santa is, I mean, they're just isolating, sanitizing him, doing all sorts of stuff to keep him away from the children. I mean,
yeah.
that's the big thing.
So the kids march up and stand in front of a plexiglass screen and talk to a figure sitting on a chair 6 or 8 or 9, 10 feet away.
Right, yeah, and he has a mask over his beard.
Wow.
I mean, that's how crazy it's getting.
Wow.
And children are the least likely to get the COVID. I mean, almost impossible. It's not that great of a risk when you come down to it, but it's...
Well, especially if there's plexiglass and I don't know, it seems crazy. But you know, Santa has been under assault before. When I was with Sears, one of the stories that I tell about the day I decided to leave Sears after several years working my way through college with Sears, the store manager in 1974 came to a manager's meeting, and with tears in his eyes, he said, "I had to make a decision about whether to have a Santa Claus or whether to have another employee on the floor." And his budget had been cut so badly in 74 that he had decided not to have a Santa Claus and to have another employee. So as Sears Roebuck in 1974 didn't have a Santa Claus because of economic reasons, not because of anything else. What do you think? Santa's always been under assault in some ways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly, because it reminds people of certain morals, you know, being good, being bad, all those kind of things. And let's face it, it makes good economic sense to have Santa. It draws, I think, something like 10 million people last year.
Yeah.
The big Macy's store down in Manhattan, 250,000 people go see Santa. I mean,
was it Miracle on 49th Street or whatever, where Macy's and the other store had the competing Santas? Remember that?
Okay, yeah.
So it's
definitely makes sense, you know, to do that. And yet today, you know, these kind of things aren't even considered. You know, the war on Santa Claus, the war on Christmas, you know, may turn it into a winter holiday. Don't celebrate.
Yeah, I want to talk about that in the next segment for sure. But do you think after this year that this will be the end of Santa? Or do you think it will come back? If we get back to regular, you know, I don't use the word normal anymore. If we get back to regular in 2021, do you think a year from now we'll have Santa's?
I think so. I mean, I think it's enduring, you know, and definitely the stores want it. They just don't see the way to do it, you know, according to all the guidelines and regulations that are in place. I would, you know, I would hope so, because I think it's definitely wanted by the consumers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, our children need some kind of fantasy in their life, don't you think? I mean, don't you think children need that, the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny? I mean, I think it's important for kids to have that kind of fantasy joy in their life, don't you?
Oh, definitely. It's been definitely part of their development, because they can't process things as quickly as we can to, you know, to see the reality. And so they need to have those things to jump forward like those fantasies.
And the reality of the world will hit them soon enough. You know,
we
need to hold this off for them as long as possible. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the difference between the war on Santa and the war on Christmas with our good friend John Horvat. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.